T-Mobile.
Morning, Dave. Engineer OTR.
Good morning there, Tom. I guess you have had your breakfast, or are you still crawling out of bed?
You're just making fun of me because you've been on your tennis court already and headed home. Well, I've had my breakfast, watered the chickens, and a few other things, and we're just headed down to, where first, Bernice? Aldi's? Going to Aldi's.
Well, I've got my navigation system on, so if you hear a female voice, that's her. She's telling me where to go. it's just like women. Oh, you know, they're always telling us where to go.
Well, I named our GPS Susie because one of our friends back home's name was Susie, and she was blonde, and therefore she gets confused easily at times.
I haven't named mine. That's interesting. I really hadn't thought about it. I gave her a British accent because I like that, and so that's nice. But I have to think about a name.
Shoot. Well, where are you headed this morning, Dave?
Again.
Where are you headed this beautiful morning so far? It's warming up fast, though.
I just finished playing a tennis match. And, I'm headed to, I can't think of Brad's, name right now, but, Lord have mercy, the same just keeps talking, have my tennis racket strung by the same guy in John McEnroe's rackets, and he's $88, and he supplies the strings, and I got it from yesterday evening, and it's already ready. So I mean, it's a lot cheaper than I can get it done at the sports club, and he does a better job. Just give you an example. He tested the pressure on one of my rackets, and it was at 30 pounds, and I had requested 57. So that's a big difference. A racket shouldn't lose that much, pounds in the strings. Anyway. So his are a lot, you can tell a big difference. They're a lot tighter than the ones that are strung at the club. I think the club machine needs to be calibrated or something.
I suppose there was that much technology involved in tennis. But, that gives me an idea then that you can spend hundreds of dollars on a racket. And I don't know if we call that a racket or not, but it seems like it would be. I don't know, though. It was funny. We was watching the local news this morning on Fox, and they had a picture of a woman, and they were in a sports store. I don't know which one. And how many ball bats did she have underneath her? I forget. 17 ball bats or something like that. And one woman would hand her the ball bat and she would stick it under her dress. It was a skirt, Bernice says. Yeah, it must have had a pocket on it or something. And it was as though she had an automatic tool changer under there, you know, like on a CNC machine. Because she put like 17 ball bats under there. and some of those were $380 up to $500 a piece, Dave. Can you imagine walking out of a store with that many ball bats under your dress?
No, I really can't because I don't wear dresses, and I think that would be quite difficult. I talked to a guy years ago when I worked at McAllister Square at Belk's, and he did security. He was a police officer for the city of Greenville, and he was telling me about when he worked years ago, when he worked security at, I think it was Bilo, and he saw a lady put a side of beef under her dress, and it was frozen. So he followed her around, and she walked out the door, and he stopped her outside the door, because you don't want to stop them in the store, because then they can say, oh, I was going to pay for it. But anyway, so he waited until she got out of the store. He started talking to her, and finally that thing, you know, it had just frozen her legs, and she had to drop it, and she dropped it right there in front of him, and then he placed her under arrest.
A little bit on the cold side. Yeah, well, you can't do that under the current administration. If it's under $900, I think, well, you can't arrest them now. I think, thank God, South Carolina's a little different than that, and even North Carolina, that they can arrest them. But I helped capture some guys up in Kansas, and they went out of a Walmart store, and they had four big screen TVs. And that's been quite a few years ago, Dave. And we ran them down as far as we could, and then the Highway Patrol took over. And, oh my, the chase lasted like 35 miles, and they had almost all of their tires blowed out with strips, you know, they put out there to stop them, stop strips. And they finally, the guy ran into a ditch, and they was able to arrest them. But there was four of them, and they were Spanish, and just walked out the door with them.
Tell me again, what were they walking out the door with?
Four large screen TVs, and there was four of them all together, the individuals. But now, well, at that time, I went back to the Walmart store and asked that manager a few days later. I said, well, I was listening to it on my ham radio, and I know they caught them over by St. Paul, Kansas. And he said that, and he said, I got in more trouble than they did. He said, I almost got fired for pursuing them out the front door.
Crazy. I mean, you can't stop them. I mean, you can, but you can't charge them with anything if you stop them inside the store. So all you can do is, you know, make them give up the merchandise. But if you wait till they go outside, then you can charge them with shoplifting. So, I don't know. I mean, if he had to run after him, he had to run after him. I don't know why he would lose his job over that. Doesn't make any sense. I thought that's what they hired him for.
This is Gerald T.R. Yeah, he was an assistant manager there, and I knew him by name at the time, just from being in that store frequently, because that was about all there was in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And the guy, he come out of the store, me and a foreman from my plant where I worked at, was standing there. And as he ran by us chasing him, he dropped his handy-talkie. So I asked the fellow with me, I said, well, which one do you want, the handy-talkie or the foreman? And he says, I'll take the handy-talkie, Tom, and get a hold of the police. So he grabbed the handy-talkie. I chased the guy in my truck, and he went like three or four stores over in this shopping mall. And he went inside, and then he come out, Bernice was sitting in the truck, and I got out of the truck and started to approach him because I figured he was wore out from running, and the first thing he did was pull a knife on me. So I jumped back in the truck and grabbed one of those mag lights back in the old days, you know, and I had the mag light in my hand. Well, about that time, the manager caught up, and I said, well, do you want this? And he said, yeah, and that guy was standing there just huffing and puffing, the Mexican guy. And I better slow down. It looks like a cop. Okay, got to drop by the post office. And he took the mag light. Well, about that time, the guy with the knife started running, and I started following him in the truck again. And when we got over to American Electric, he jumped up on the side of a box truck and started looking inside. And I thought, well, maybe this guy works there or something. Well, he did, and whoever it was with that truck had left the keys in it. So he stole that truck. And a police officer come by about that time, a sheriff's officer. He said, which way did he go? And I said, that way. Well, I knew the sheriff's officer, and I went to school with him. And he took out after him. And then when they got out in the county, they had to call the highway patrol. And the highway patrol finally got him stopped over there after he almost ran into a school bus over 35 miles west of town. And I asked the highway patrol, I said, why didn't you shoot his radiator out, you know? And he said, we're not allowed to do that. And so they had to just shut down the schools and everything else, Dave. They finally caught him. I don't know if they did anything to him very much.
Yeah, I grew up, there was a city police officer that worked, lived beside me. And I think my nav system's getting ready to talk here. Well, maybe she's not. And he shot the tires out, rear tires out of a car he was chasing one time. I forget what they had done.
Stockbridge Drive. Then turn right onto.
And you know, that's what he did. You know, to catch the car, but I'm not sure they'd let them do that now.
They wouldn't allow the Kansas Highway Patrol to do it, and I was listening to them, and I heard this highway patrolman say, oh my God, here comes a school bus, and that school bus was coming across the bridge over the Neosho River. And this guy didn't have hardly any tires left. He was all over the road. And he made it across the bridge without hitting the school bus, but then it ran in a ditch, and then they ran him down. But I can't see letting somebody go that far. But like I said, it was a box truck for American Electric. And so, you know, it'd be like any other box truck around here. I don't know how you'd get it stopped. But I would have just shot the radiator out of it, and he ain't going very far if he's got a leaky radiator.
Put several holes in it. It should. You know, he's going to lose his air conditioner and his radiator because your condenser is in front of the radiator for the AC. So, you know, you'd be, if it's in the summer, you'd be hot and the vehicle would start running hot eventually. But anyway, I've seen them. I've watched chases on Facebook, and so they've chased people, and they have literally run all four tires. You know, they went through the spikes, and they all four tires came off the rims, and they were driving that stupid car on the rims. And the only problem was they, you know, going in a straight line, it wasn't too bad, but if they had to go around a curve or something, you know, they'd have to slow way down, and there wasn't much of a chase to it. So, anyway. Well, I got out, I'm at Brad's house, and I got to pick up my tennis racket, so I need to jump out of here for just a minute. If you're going to be in there, we'll continue this. If not, I'll talk to you later. Anyway, 73, Z0TR, KB4CBA, after, clear for yours.
Well, I thought there was a parking place over here. We just arrived at Aldi, so that worked out great. Yeah, I watched those on channel 1820, I think it is, on Samsung Plus. And you're right, they'll run them straight out on the rims. It's crazy. Sometimes for an infraction, and if they'd have just stopped, it wouldn't have amounted to anything. So, take care, Dave. Have a nice day. Nice talking to you. This is N0TR 73.